I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. The Opening Minds Through Art program, or OMA, was started about a decade ago in Ohio as a way to give people with Alzheimer's and dementia a chance to be artists. As students, they're paired with volunteers for a weekly program that lasts about 3 months. Today is the last day of sessions for this group. They sing multiple times each class, as people with memory issues often still connect through song. One student-volunteer pair is getting teary as they talk about their experiences in this program. Trisha Ballai's volunteer helper Lindy says she'll see her again in 2 weeks when she picks her up for the art reception. Says Ballai,
even though you do art and other stuff, you gotta have a social life, so I think it's very important for people.
Do you think you and Lindy will stay friends?
Definitely. She's a real good friend. Yeah.
Ballai had a career as an administrator for AT&T. She's 74, and some years back, she suffered from a stroke. She says she's enjoyed the art classes.
It's important for people to have art in their life because it makes them happy. I know art sure makes me happy, so I think everybody should have a chance to do art.
Today, Ballai did 3 abstract pieces. They are incredibly colorful, with layered paints dripping into interesting patterns, one with hues of green and pink she has named Springfields. Greg Kerouac is with the SIU School of Medicine. He's helping oversee the program, made possible by a federal grant administered through the Illinois Department on Aging. The goal is to provide community outreach to those struggling with dementia. Part of the mission is to allow students to make decisions, like picking the colors of paint they use and naming their works.
We all want to make our own decisions. We all that's part of humanity is I want to decide what I want to do when I want to do it. But for this, for the art program, we don't overwhelm them with choices. We just say, would you like to do this one or this one?
The fact the art is abstract makes it accessible for these students.
There's no right or wrong way to do the art that they're doing.
Kerouac says the hope is for the program to continue on twice per year in Springfield. Aaron Swenson is with the Springfield Art Association, which has been hosting the classes. She says she's seen participants building self-confidence.
The person that is with dementia doing the art project can tell, hey, I'm doing this. It's actually turning out like the example, like somebody that doesn't have dementia, and that feeling of success and accomplishment stays with them and like helps them be happy and excited and thrilled with their project.
She says the bonds being made are clear too. And even if some names are forgotten, the warm feelings are present each class period. That is certainly the case for Marianne Stremsdorfer, an art teacher here and in her professional life, who is paired with student Gail Record. The two knew each other before the program and had been working on art previously.
Gail's the best artist here, no. As far as I'm concerned. She's awesome.
No. She says I never took art.
But look at how her color sense is amazing.
I love it, yeah.
It's amazing.
Good instincts there.
It's really fun. It's really fun. Even if you don't know what you're doing, it's fun. And it's fun, and you get to explore colors like you never have before.
That sense of carefree fun seems contagious in this room, full of paint and people joking, sharing heartfelt sentiments about their friendships. One of the objectives of the program is that it all culminates in an art reception. While there will be a variety of interesting abstract work on display, there's sure to be a lot of love in that gallery as well. I'm Rachel Otwell.